I wanted human company again, so I stretched, and went in search of Parvati. She was brewing chai as I wandered into the kitchen. Seeing me, she doubled up the amounts, found a second mug, and arranged some savory crackers and a red and yellow striped cake on a tray.
Did you and Slate get anywhere?
I shook my head. Total blank. The figures don't tell us any more than the basic alert message we got from Finsbury, and they won't let us access the code yet. There's almost nothing we can do until we get there. We moved back to the bridge, and enjoyed a snack together.
Chandrika just picked up the latest from the wreck site for Salif's ship, if you're interested.
I very definitely was interested. We finished the crackers, and she sliced two generous portions of the cake.
They've made available their results from the data recorders. There's nothing at all unusual until about 3 minutes before the crash. At that point, Salif took the vessel's riding lights offline, and uploaded an amendment to the nav plan. The upload was completed successfully, taking only the expected lag. Except that a couple of seconds later, both recording devices ceased gathering data. At the same instant. That is unheard of.
I looked at her. How did that happen?
The maintenance log for the recorders showed that Salif had skipped two routine services. So they highlighted that in the report, and almost immediately the manufacturer put out advisory notices, basically denying all responsibility if people ignore the recommended schedule. So the official version simply lists an open verdict.
Is there an unofficial version? She grinned.
Of course. Chandrika, why don't you tell them?
To be sure. I heard this from one of the personas on Martins. He works part-time with a man who's an expert on the embedded systems in boat engines.
I nodded. It was a highly specialized area, and one that I knew next to nothing about. But it made sense that a man with those skills would have an opinion on data recorders.
Well, he said two things. One is that a full restart cycle for those boxes is about half a second longer than the time from the point of failure, up until the impact on Tian. And the second thing is that there are only two known exploits for that model of recorder which could bring down both boxes together. One of them cannot possibly have anything to do with this case, a different ship configuration altogether. The other one happens to rely on a routing plan change.
I sat there, absorbing the news. It made sense that these units would go into an automatic reboot mode if they went dark for some reason. Normally, that would restore them to full operation in plenty of time to carry on doing their job. But in this case, the boat had hit Tien before they had started up again. I stirred in my seat, but Slate beat me to it.
That's very precise timing on someone's part. Does anybody think it is just a coincidence?
Oh, Slate. The official verdict is open. Nobody is suggesting anything.
We all laughed together. Either it was phenomenally bad luck on their part, or... I paused, and Parvati continued.
Or else someone wanted rid of them, and found a clever way to do it.